Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's coordinated bomb and gun attack in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, that left 7 people dead, including all 5 attackers. The violence began with a series of explosions mid-morning in an area near a shopping center, luxury hotels, embassies, and other buildings. VOA's Steve Herman in Jakarta reporting now on the uniqueness of this assault by the IS group.
Certainly, this is the most populous Muslim nation in the world, and this is the first time that there has been an attack here claimed by the so-called Islamic State. There had been warnings that something like this might happen. Authorities here in December had issued an alert and had put extra security on at public places and churches and other venues that they thought might be the targets of an attack. But that was supposed to happen sometime in December or around New Year's. So this really did catch people by surprise here.
That's VOA's Steve Herman in Jakarta. Witnesses in Somalia's ghetto region says Al-Shabaab has attacked an African Union military base. It's believed to have been a suicide bombing in the early hours today, followed by a firefight with a Kenyan troop stationed at that base. U.S. ratcheting up diplomacy in response to the recent nuclear test by North Korea. Washington seeking tougher sanctions against Pyongyang through the United Nations Security Council. Their severity will depend on the level of political will between Russia and China. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an end to sieges in Syrian towns, warning all parties to the conflict that using starvation as a weapon is a war crime. Aid agencies this week reached 3 besieged towns for the first time since October. They found starving people. UN reporting that the number of people migrating to foreign countries surged by 41% in the past 15 years to reach 244 million in 2015. Of those people, 20 million are refugees. UN planning a series of meetings to address migration this year, including a March 30th gathering in Geneva, where countries will be invited to pledge resettlement spots for Syrians fleeing the civil war. With just about 3 weeks left until the start of the U.S. presidential primary nominating process, top Republican presidential contenders faced off late Thursday in a debate in one of the primary states, South Carolina. Candidates began by taking aim at the man they hoped to replace. That's President Obama. Another prominent focus was Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton. Taking center stage at the nationally televised debate was billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump, who continues to lead in almost all the national polls. The other participants were Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Ohio Governor John Kasich, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson. Taiwanese voters will pick a new president tomorrow, Saturday, after an intense final hours campaign focused on the island's ailing economy. Voters want higher salaries, cheaper housing, and more jobs. Both top candidates say they have solutions. Ralph Jenning reporting now from Taipei.
Taiwan slipped into recession in September, and export orders, the island's lifeblood, have fallen for 9 months. Workers complain they cannot afford to buy apartments in Taipei on wages as low as $600 a month or pay to care for children and aging parents. These issues have chased Taiwan's 2 major party candidates as they scour the streets for votes ahead of Saturday's election. Taiwan's opposition party candidate is leading in polls. Current President Ma Ying-jeou disappointed voters by missing targets to raise salaries, lower unemployment, and increase the $500 billion GDP. Since 2008, his nationalist government has looked for economic support from China. The two countries have signed 23 deals aimed mainly at boosting trade, tourism, and investment. China is a powerful Taiwan political rival of 7 decades and also the world's 2nd largest economy. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
And markets were lower across Asia today, ending another rocky week of trading, setting off lingering investor concerns over China's slowing economy. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.